kind of hard to figure out where to start. I can't even tell you exactly why I did it, other than, I mean, I've been exploring new aspects of my sexuality for a while now, and I think this was part of it. So I had this thought, went up to him, and said, I mean, you know, it was very simple. I don't remember my exact words, but I think it was something along the lines of, would you be interested in fooling around sometime later and seeing what happens? And he, you know, took a moment and then said, I would like that idea very much. And I smiled at him and said, great. And he smiled back and said, great. I'll see you later then. And that meant that later we met up and I brought him back to my tent. Kicked our shoes off, got in the tent, got settled, and just looked at each other, and, you know, I kind of laughed nervously and said hi, and he laughed and said hi back, and then we just leaned into each other, kissed there a little bit, exploring each other's mouths, I think he was the first one to break the kiss and then go in to kiss and bite the side of my neck. But I was probably the one first to reach up and put my hands, I think probably just on his arm, and reach up behind and, you know, start rubbing his back with my hands, or very gently digging my nails in as a method of, you know, positive feedback of this kiss is good, what is happening right now is good. Yeah, depending on when he started to grasp at my back and put his hands on me, I think that was about when I made a comment about getting a little bit more comfortable, and we kind of moved things aside and got my sleeping pad in place and my sleeping bag and laid down and then continued the handsy makeouts, meaning that, you know, soon I was moving his hands onto my breasts so that he could explore, grab and fondle my nipples, and figure out all the different ways to make me moan. Since I apparently moan well. Then we got rid of shirts, and he sucked on my nipples some, and we continued all of our wonderful handsiness all over each other. Rub at his cock, and he was pushing the palm of his hand against the front of my pants, so I could grind my hip forward into his hand. And, well, then he asked if he could take my pants off, and my panties, and then he asked if he could go down on me, which, yay! I am such a fan of partners who are willing to do that first. I mean, I hadn't even gotten him fully undressed yet, and he was going down on me there in my tent. It was so good. So. I was naked in my tent, on my back with my legs spread open. This wonderful bearded man, his face in between my legs. And so he realized how close I was getting. He reached up with a hand. And while he continued licking my clit, he fucked me with maybe one. Oh, I might have moved up to two of his fingers, but I rode my hips on his fingers and his tongue until I came biting onto my wrist, like I do when I need to be quiet because someone might hear. And then he climbed up me and kissed me. Because the strong will absolutely kiss each other after oral sex. It's so fucking hot to do. And, well, I think that while I was lying there, trying, like, recovering, he just got a condom and put it on, and, well, kneeled over me and rubbed my slit with the head of his cock, and then pushed it inside of me, and, oh, always love getting head first and coming and then getting fucked because I'm so fucking sensitive. It feels so amazing to have a cock inside me when I have already come once. It's just all the nerve endings are extra potent and it's hard to even explain, but it's so good. And so I just, you know, tilted my hips up, put my heels on his back, and I just fucked for a while. I mean, we try to make the sound of it good on audio, but sometimes there's no way to really describe what you did except saying we fucked, we rutted. Cock slammed into me, and I had my head thrown back most of the time, moaning. And after a while, he had slowed down for a bit, and then asked if I wanted to turn over. So, yeah, he got off of me and I got up, and, I remember, it's because I had my hair in a braid, and it was thrown over my shoulder, or maybe, like, out next to me on the pillow or something. But I remember this very well, in fact, because I got up behind the knees and, you know, presented myself, and he got up behind me, and pushed into me again, and then asked if he could pull in my hair, and yes, I'm gonna remember that, so, eventually, I was holding my front up with just one arm, using the other hand to rub my clit, so that I came on his cock while he was riding me from behind and pulling my hair back with my braid. That scene, all entirety, of course, made him explode inside of me. And, we settled down next to each other. I know I could be telling this in more detail, but there's so much to get to. This is really still just the build-up. So while we were lying there recovering, he said thank you to me. Specifically, he thanked me for being forward in propositioning him. And we, you know, kind of got to talking about it all on a greater level of trying to be more in touch with sexuality and trying to be more open about it and make it a bigger part of our lives. And he was telling me about how he has observed in the past little while that people are generally wanting to be more intimate than they are with others, and they just don't have the tools to do it. They don't have the language, or they don't have the courage, or they don't have the situation, or whatnot. And so that conversation went and went and went, and we started talking about fantasies and kinks, and he told me about the time he set up a group sex encounter for a female friend of his that I don't know. And so we laid there and we fantasized together for a bit. I mean, you know, there was a little bit of, you know, as I more and more realized that, no, he seems to entirely be on my wavelength here. I, you know, opened up a little bit more and more. You know, once you realize with someone you're talking and you kind of realize that you're on the same wavelength for certain fantasies, it can be a lot of fun to just kind of banter back and forth about possibilities, see what things you can say or you can hint at that make the other person react. As I'm sure you all can imagine, I'm a pretty good person with reactions. I react in ways that people enjoy, so so I think it was particularly fun for him to also find somebody who really wanted to talk about those kinds of fantasies. So we daydreamed together for a while, made rough plans for possible things that could happen months again in the future when we were in the same place. Because right now, I'm just telling a story anyway. Now I'm still in the woods, it turns out, or I'm in the woods again. I'm not in a tent. I'm in a space that has been set up. There's a tarp on the ground, and on top of that tarp is an air mattress that has been covered with sheets. There's fabric hanging between trees to kind of create a private little grotto here, a private space. And I'm inside the private space, and I'm still fully clothed. But I'm not just fully clothed, I have an extra piece of clothing, because I'm wearing a blindfold. And he's with me, and is checking the blindfold, and we check in with each other, and he heads off for a bit and leaves me all on my own, sitting there on the air mattress. And I wait and pass some time stretching, touching myself, thinking about what's about to happen. And then I hear footsteps. When I first hear the footsteps, I'm kind of shocked too. I have to wait longer than I think for those footsteps to come closer and closer. And I can't tell how many there are. And the footsteps are coming up closer to me and closer. And I call out his name. And he says, yes, and I say, well, and he says, and not just me. And my voice catches, and I'm blindfolded, you know, what can I do? I hear him come around into the curtained area, and I hear the other footsteps along with him. And say hi, but there's no answer. And he tells me that they are not going to talk. They're just going to lend a hand and ask me if that's okay with me. I'm nervous, but yeah, and he comes over and starts kissing me, and then we break the kiss and he slowly turns me to the side, and the other person that I don't see, I don't know, I just feel this warm breath and this face pressing into mine, and then their lips are on mine, and they're soft, sweet, and also hesitant, and I giggle, and I reach my hand up, and I say, "Can I touch your hand?" And she reaches over and laces her fingers in with mine, and grab hands, and I ask her to kiss me again, and we kiss. All our hands begin to get indistinguishable as I'm kissing from one person, from my friend, this mystery woman he found and brought to me. And someone's hand is on my breast, and I don't know whose, and for a moment until I calibrate and realize, oh, well, I'm kissing this person over here, and that's that hand, so it's gotta be theirs. And so he asks me if it's okay, if he can undress me. And he lifts my shirt off. And her hands are immediately on my breasts and pinching and squeezing my nipples. My head is thrown back. He reaches down between my legs. So there's three hands on me. I'm just writhing underneath these hands. He continues undressing me, takes my shorts off. I'm completely naked, lying on this air mattress in the woods. And his hand reaches in between my legs, and he slides fingers inside of me with his thumb rubbing against my clit. And I'm starting to moan and gasp. And he's asking me, does this turn you on? Does this turn you on that there's someone here touching you and seeing you completely naked and you don't know who they are? I moan in response to that, as you can tell. And then I say, it turns me on, but not as much as the knowledge that soon, you and someone who I don't know are gonna make me come. You're gonna make me scream and come undone. And as I'm saying that, of course, she's wrapping her fingers around my nipples and pulling them and pinching them and squeezing them and turning them. Because she can see how turned on I'm getting. I mean, I'm saying it. I'm saying at the same time how turned on I'm getting by the fact that she's going to make me come and I don't know who she is. She could be someone I know. She could be some stranger that brought over here. Just said, hey, do you want to come fuck my friend? And maybe he leans in, oh, they both lean in, they start biting my neck and my ears. Oh, she's got both her hands on my nipples, and he's thrusting fingers inside of me. And I'm rubbing his hand on my clit, and they're both gonna make me come. Oh God, come for both of them. Oh God. Oh God. Oh, and they're both in my ears, whispering to me, telling me to go, telling me to let go, telling me to let go with this fucking random woman in the woods. Say at that point, just yes. And he says, well, that's good because she's not the only one. And as my brain is trying to take in that information, I hear him kind of getting up on one knee and gesturing, and more footsteps coming in, and some of them were right there, like there's more people who came with him originally, and they are standing right there, and they are watching, and they were listening to all of that. And not only that, but there's people who were just wandering through the forest, and they heard Moxie's pleasure. And Oh, and I heard this chorus of voices that was so fucking hot. Do you mind? May I join? Can I touch? And I have this blindfold on, so I can't see any of these people. I have to turn my head to my friend. He squeezes my hand and says, "Yes, Foxy, this is all for you." I stand up. And I have everyone arrange themselves around me in a circle. I spin in place, and for just a moment, stop. And whoever I'm pointing at, I reach my hand out to them and pull them in close to me. And we kiss. We explore each other with our hands so I can see who all of these people are. Have come to fuck me in the woods. There's breasts, and there are cocks, and there are cunts. And I'm just being passed from person to person right now, just one at a time, spinning me in a new direction. Pushing me, stumbling into the embrace of someone new, grabbing at and pawing at and sucking at each one. I'm just drunk on the lust of it. Couldn't keep track of all the different people who are here if I tried. I just know that we're just making out while standing up until I realize that I'm making out with my friend again. And then he leads me back over to the mattress. He's about to pull me down to be seated on his cock. He turns me around and then seats me on his cock and leans me back so that I'm laying against him. And he's thrusting his hips up so that he's fucking me, and my legs are spread open across him. And my arms are spread open and my head is leaned back against him. And all these other people lean in and start touching me, and they're grabbing at my nipples, and they're rubbing at my cunt, at my clit, while he's fucking me. And some are putting their fingers in my mouth. Their nipples, their cocks, they're lowering their pussies onto me, into my mouth, and my mouth is greedy for whatever comes next. My hands are reaching out and grabbing at whatever bits of flesh I can find. And now, there's someone else with their tongue lowering onto my clit. And they're rubbing around my clit while he's fucking into me. My hands are on my nipples, and my breasts, and my mouth. Cocks are in my mouth. And hands are rubbing all over my legs, my arms and my torso. I can't keep track of all the body parts. All the bits that are in my hands that I'm rubbing and groping. that are rubbing against me. Oh, and just the steady core center of his cock inside of me, holding me still. Oh, and keeping me grounded. Oh, except grounded am I, I'm flying apart. I'm just becoming all these individual parts, being touched by all these individual people. Fuck. I don't even know how many. I don't even know who they are. They're just strangers, and they heard me, and they saw me, and they wanted me. They wanted to touch me. Oh, they wanted to fuck me. Fuck. Oh, I'm so... So many people are coming too. I can feel the twitching and the throbbing. Oh, fuck. Everyone coming. It's a chain reaction. Oh, I get set off. His cock. He's behind me, right, holding me up. And then, I'm magically so lubricated, so wet. He pushes against and slides deep into my ass. I'm just stuck there, impaled on him. Oh, he has my hips in his hands, and he's holding tightly onto me. And he leads me back down. And someone steps up to me. And they reach their hands up. They have their hands on my breasts. Around my shoulders, and they lean forward. And my pussy is open. They push their cock against me and slide in. And I am feeling so full and so stuffed. And all the other hands reach back in and they help. They're massaging my clit and making me so wet. And so rain, so open, so I can have two cocks inside of me. Oh god, and then someone fucks my mouth. There's three cocks inside of me.
Ah!
People come inside me or against me. Or on me. They lean over and they whisper in my ear, "Thank you." And they slip away. So I never really know how many people there were, how many hands, how many mouths, how many cocks were in my holes. How many times I came. It's just me and my friend, alone in my tent, touching.